A Little Moonlight by Betty Neals.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. It was mid-September, and the day had been grey so that dusk had come early. Almost every window in the Royal Hospital was lighted, making a cheerful splash of colour amid the dingy streets of small houses and corner shops over which it towered. Only on the top floor of the hospital, where the windows were much smaller, were they in darkness, all save one, a corner room, furnished in a business-like way, with filing cabinets, shelves of reference books, a large desk on which was an electric typewriter, a computer and a word processor, a small hard chair against one wall, and another, more comfortable one, behind the desk. There was a girl sitting in it, a smallish person, with a tidy head of mousy hair pinned severely into a bun, and an ordinary face, whose small beaky nose and wide mouth were enlivened by large hazel eyes fringed with a long set of curling lashes. She was typing with the ease of long practice, frowning over the sheet of handwriting beside her, but presently she stopped. The writing was by no means easy to read, and she was used to that, but she had come to a halt. After a minute's frustrated study, she spoke her mind to the empty room. "Well, now what? Is it endometrioma or endometriosis? Why must he use such long words? And why wasn't he taught to write properly?" She sounded vexed, and for a good reason. It was long after 5 o'clock. The top floor, used by typists and clerks and administration staff, had become...